Under the bill, businesses could claim a $10,000 state income tax deduction for each job added that pays at least the average county wage, double if the business pays half the worker's health care benefit. The resulting $600 to $1,200 tax break isn't enough of an incentive to spur business to hire, according to Representative Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur.
This is not an incentive for business to create a new job. This is a bill about headlines. This is sprinkling fairy dust over a problem. This is imaginary, not real.
Conceding her point a bit is sponsor Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg, who agrees the tax break likely won't motivate a business to hire.
However, I think this is part of the puzzle. It's part of the puzzle to make it for those small businesses that may be teetering on a decision to hire an extra employee. $600 could mean a lot, or, you know, the $1,200 if they offer health care to that employee.
The bill passes 136 to 21 and moves to the Senate. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, at the Capitol.